You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
Imagine Dragons. Loom. World Tour. Live in Salt Lake City, Utah First Credit Union Amphitheater, Friday, October 11th. The brand new album, Loom, is available everywhere June 28th. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. For more, visit ImagineDragonsMusic.com.
Looking for the latest on the Jazz, Utes, Cougars, and Aggies?
Yeah,
we've got you covered. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, The Sports Zone.
Come on. Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, just past the 2 o'clock hour, live up here in Logan. Big thanks to everyone who hung out with us today. Diana Sabo, Blake Anderson, new head coach Jared Calhoun. So, all those interviews available for you on our podcast feed. We'll talk to the new women's coach coming up here in just a moment as well for a few minutes. Speaking of women's basketball, Hans, I don't think I've ever gone out of my way to make sure that I was in front of my TV watching a women's basketball game, but there we are now.
And it did not let you down.
Nope, did not disappoint.
And I'm sure this, I would sure love to see Caitlin Clark at a championship. It's just going through South Carolina is going to be nearly impossible.
Yeah.
That is an unbeaten team. I think they're 36, 34, 35 and 0. They're an unbeaten team, and they are just whooping people. Their 116 matchup, Scotty, I want to say they won it by 50 or 55 points. Their 1-8 matchup, they won by 30 or 40 points. They're just running through teams.
Yeah.
So eventually they'll see South Carolina at the championship game, and Caitlin Clark is going to have her hands full. But if she can shoot like she did against LSU, things will be okay. But I think that there's a conversation to be had in what we're seeing with women's basketball that is blown up and the way they're handling it, and Kim Mulkey is handling it, and Angel Reese is handling it. And they can handle it however they want to handle it. Be heartbroken, embarrassed, upset. But one thing I would say, it's just say, just based off of what we've seen in the world of sports, there's a difference between society and social media. And you've got to be really careful where you're taking praise and where you're taking criticism.
Yeah.
Now, I don't make a lot of profound comments. I try to keep it as light as I can. I try to help people have a little bit of fun. I would suggest this to everybody. There is a difference between society and social media.
Yep.
And you have to understand and separate the two. If you are basing what people are doing and saying off of what you saw on social media, you're doing it wrong. If you're basing what you're saying off of your interactions with the people around you, you're doing it right.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, too, because I know of a lot of very, I won't name names, but like they're incredibly highly successful people that I know that I think the absolute world of and still do that are still influenced heavily by what they see on social media.
You're out of your mind.
And it blows my mind. But yet
you are out of your mind, but if you're letting that truly influence you.
But it's really easy to let it happen. Like, I mean, I it happens to me all the time, and I know better. Like, you know, we'll say something and, you know, we'll get one of the fan bases that'll sink their teeth into you, and it's just like, and it will just like wreck your night.
It can sting and it can hurt.
And all of a sudden I'm like, well, why am I letting this get to me like right. this? Why is this bothering me? Because it's a vocal minority. Why is this becoming such a problem for me? But yet, when you take a step back and you take the big picture, it's not, but it's amazing how many people that I really respect and still respect. I don't lose any respect for it, but I'm like, why are you having a problem with this? You're better than this. Yep. You know your worth.
Yep. Yeah, and then once you talk to people that love you and know you, that care about you, it should be able to grip you and kind of redirect you in your emotions.
Anchor you back. Yeah.
And your feelings.
Yeah.
So I say this because Angel Reese got up on the platform and she was heartbroken. She was crying and it made me really sad. And she said, I've been sexualized. I've had death threats. I've had this and that. And Angel Reese is a very public person with her social media. You know, she's on social media often. And what I would encourage, and this is not towards just the women's game. I would encourage everybody. And I have to encourage myself with the same thing. If you're going to live your life on social media, be ready for weirdos to jump in your direct messages, men or women. Be ready for the weirdos to get to you. You've closed your messaging. For the most part, I've closed my messaging. I don't let people I don't know get into my mind. I don't let them get into my life. Now, most of my personal business is done on Facebook. If I'm doing anything, my personal stuff is done on Facebook. I do a little bit of personal on Instagram. I don't typically take response on it. And with Twitter, it's about 98% information. And then just a little tiny bit of personal business on Twitter. But what I've had to understand is you can't take what people you don't know seriously, what they say seriously. The other thing that I would encourage everybody out there is to know that there are, right now, there are bots on X. There are bots in social media that are dividing us. And I know this for a fact because I've had responses on tweets from bots that actually take some of what I'm saying and they're like, maybe you should think more critically for yourself. And it takes my tweet in a different light. And I go to the profile and I'm looking through and I'm like, this is not a human being.
Yeah. Yep.
If it is a human being, they have zero interest or influence or understanding of what the Hanson Scotty Show is or what my daily business is or what my job with BYU is or what any of that is. They don't know. It's a bot that threw a divisive statement out there that's trying to get me to react to it. So I click on it. I stay on it. I respond to it. And then I stay on that social media site. Understand, anything you see come through social media, you cannot take it seriously.
No.
No, if a death threat comes through and it's got a name and a face attached to it, wouldn't be bad to hand that over to law enforcement and say, I don't know, this guy, I mean, he's got pictures of his house. This is a picture of his dog. Here he is with his dog and he's saying he's going to kill me. Hand that over to law enforcement. Let's knock down that dude's door. Let's drag him out by his ears. Let's throw him in a cop car and let's get serious about crime. If somebody is sexualizing you, whether it be men or women, if they're sexualizing you, understand who it is and what you can do to avoid it, get away from it, not listen to it, not see it. Now, if it's constantly pushed in your face, I can't speak from a women's point of view. So I don't know in society how tough that is. I just know with social media, there are freaks, flat out weirdos.
Oh, yeah.
That have direct access to you. And so you got to know what to look at and who to listen to. And what I would encourage everybody is keep the people that you trust close to you. And don't confuse social media with society, because social media is doing a lot of damage right now because people are taking it too serious. They're taking it as gospel. And they sit there and flip through it, Instagram all day. They sit there and flip through Twitter all day. And there's a lot of harsh stuff. I told you, I clicked on that For You thing.
Yeah.
On Twitter.
Well, that's a cesspool.
It's a disgusting cesspool.
Yeah.
And so you click right back and you're like, no, I don't want to see what you think is for me. Because they know what's going to keep my attention on that.
Yeah.
It's like, oh, we're going to throw, conversation X, conversation Y, and conversation Z in front of you. How do you like that? It's like, I don't like it at all. I'm interested in who I'm following. I follow these people because I trust them and what they're delivering to me. And one other thing, Scotty, and I know you've seen this, and I know you've you've understood this as you've grown in your career. The bigger you get, the more people get at you. If you declared that you're running for governor or mayor or something, the second you do that, Scotty, people are going to have comments. And or the second you say, I'm taking this big job with ESPN, I'm going to be their primetime voice, people are going to be digging.
Oh, yeah.
They're going to hate you more. They're going to be more critical, more opinionated. They're going to attack you. They want what you have. Or they flat out don't like you and they just heard you for the first time. But guess what? None of that matters, because you've got a job and you earned it and you got the rights to it.
Yeah.
And when I watch these girls put that product on a court, I don't even want to hear what anybody else thinks about it. I'm watching it. I've got the opinions. Let me make that opinion. That was beautiful basketball. These are incredible women. From Angel to Coach Mokey to Caitlin Clark and on down, Stalky and all of them. They're incredible people, and they're out there working their butts off. They've perfected their craft. And I don't want them to listen to social media and think that that's how they should allow themselves to be influenced. Yeah. Same with the conversation. I would give you the same advice. If you came to me and you were like, Hans, I'm just getting attacked on Twitter, I'd say, Scotty, stop, man. Talk to me and Lloyd.
Yeah.
Call your brother John.
Nah, I'm not talking to him. He'd be just like, they're right.
Call Jerry Bovee.
Yeah.
Call these guys here. Call somebody that you trust. And that's what I would say to all of these people, because for the first time in their lives, it's 10 plus million people that are watching.
Yeah. Well, and that's the thing, because you bring up a really good point in terms of the more popular you get, the more the freaks come out.
The freaks come out
and
they do their research and they find the pictures, yep, and they find the mud.
And women's basketball has never been more popular than it is right now at the college level. I mean, it's just, it hasn't. It's been force fed to us a lot over the last several years. Now, ESPN and whoever, they don't have to force feed this. We're going out, we're finding it, because we have elite level players, mm-hmm, and we have drama. Mm-hmm. We've got all kinds. I mean, we've got storylines.
We got everything that the men's game has given us that we've paid close attention to.
Far more. I mean, we got this dude from NC State that's stealing everybody's hearts and minds right now that wasn't on anybody's radar 3 weeks ago.
Yep.
Caitlin Clark has been at the focus of the world of college basketball for the last 2 years. Angel Reese, same thing. It's like, it's why I like women's tennis more than I like men's tennis, because they're more interesting people to watch play the game in women's tennis than there are men's tennis.
Yeah.
Now, that wasn't the case when Pete Sampras and Andre Agassi were playing. I loved watching those guys play. Now, I don't, you know, there's not a tennis player that really moves the meter for
me. Not a men's.
Same thing, you know, I was talking to my father-in-law the other day about golf. He's like, you watching a lot of golf? I'm like, you know, I watch the majors religiously and every round and every shot of the majors, but I have a hard time with some of the other ones because there's not that Tiger Woods influence that ropes me in like it used to. That was must-watch TV.
Nobody's owning it.
Bryson DeChambeau. Bleh.
No.
Hard pass.
It was fun for a minute.
Yeah.
With Brooksy and
– and Bryson.
Bryson. And,
but it's done, and the live things kind of spoiled me. So it just doesn't – I don't have – I'm attached to storylines and individuals and those things. And the women's game has that. Now – the problem with that is I represent a lot of other people that are now watching, and now they have hard opinions. But the thing that really bothers me, Hans, you talk about the social media, the thing that where we're now having to politicize everything in terms of Angel Reese versus Caitlin Clark. Can we not just look at that as two elite competitors going at it? Now, they may have differing political views. They may have differing backgrounds. They may have different thoughts on issues. I don't care about any of that.
Nope.
I don't. But I care about watching two great athletes play the game of basketball against each other. That's all I care about.
It's all I've ever been about in
sports.
And
I'm not picking a side on who I'm going to root for, one over the other, based on what they say off the court or what they do off the court.
So, you know, my favorite trilogy all time is Mickey Ward and Arturo Gatti. It's my favorite trilogy in any sport in the history of the sport. I had an opportunity to at least have two or three interviews with Mickey Ward. Remember, we went through that, and I got to talk to him a little bit. But I really don't know. I don't know a lot about those two. I had no rooting interest. What I wanted to see were two guys with a lot of heart go toe-to-toe.
Yeah.
And that's what I saw with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese. That's two people that are just fighting mad competitors. And that's all I want. But again, that's separating social media from society. Social media is trying to divide.
Yes.
Society is not. If we just shut down social media and we just tuned in and we watched that coverage and we watched that game, we wouldn't be walking away with the thought of, ah, man, this whole thing is getting out of hand with race and affiliation and left and right and... But because social media is so loud,
yeah,
and there are divisive personalities there that are drawing you one way or the other.
Well, it's because there's people out there that see the social media surge, and so they're like, "What can I do to make money off of that?"
They know that holds you.
Yeah, like, I mean, you can go on both sides, and you know, I'll throw out a couple examples of guys, and you can love them or hate them, but there are certain guys out there that realized I can make money saying this. Because I see how social media is going
absolutely.
Right now.
Absolutely. I'll hook ears.
I can identify a way to hook ears and bring in clicks. And I don't even believe half the stuff I say, but it doesn't matter because I'm going to get the views and the clicks, and I'm just going to throw out all kinds of stuff. Like, there's a sports radio guy who's now gotten into the news world where I knew him. I interviewed him many times. And I'm like, and I see some of the stuff he puts out now. And I'm like, it's all for show, man. Yeah. It's all just to get the money, which, hey, you know, whatever. God bless you. Yeah. Go make that money. But it's just, it's pretty dirty. I mean, you and I could take the direction of the show one way and probably
do pretty well.
Do pretty well.
Alienate a group.
Yeah.
Which, depending on which way we wanted to go.
Yeah.
And probably hook in another group.
Yeah.
And probably bring in some new ears, maybe to compensate a little bit for the group that we lost. But, and maybe you hang on to the other group because they sit around and they just hate you.
Yeah.
And they're angry. But it just feels lost. It feels contrived. It feels wrong. You know, watching Caitlin Clark last night put up 41 points and dish out 12 assists and grab 7 rebounds and put her heart on the line, I'm thinking, man, she's just owning this sport. And the first thing I see when I open up social media, I wanted to send out a post or two about that game. First thing I saw was she could do it in the men's world. And it's like, wait, what? So why are we having to drag that conversation in? What exactly is it? So you're going to take away from what she's done in the women's game? Are you just creating a little bit of conversation? Because if so, it's a conversation that pretty much ends and dies with, can she? That's it.
Yeah.
And there's no reason to tear apart her game or her strength or her athleticism and it's just the way social media goes. That wasn't society that did that. That was social media for me.
Yeah.
So I just caution people because when I was watching Angel Reese sit there and cry, my heart just about burst because I've got daughters and they feel the pressures of society. They feel the pressures of social media. I try to shield them. I try to separate them as much as I can. And as much as I tell them and talk to them, you know, friends can get to them one way or the other. And things are hard and heavy for them. And I watch them cry and it breaks my heart. And I saw Angel Reese up there in a moment where she should be glowing. But instead, she's got the weight of the world on her. And I think that it's the weight of the social media world more than it's the weight of anything else.
I think you're right. The problem is kids, that's their world right now. They can't separate from it. They can't, especially I think in her mind, she's like, I can't separate because I'm monetizing it so much. Well, you can still monetize it. Just turn your mentions off.
If that's how you want to continue to make money, turn it completely off, because otherwise you're going to be heartbroken and crying a lot.
Yeah.
Because the world of social media is, number one, it's fake.
Yep.
Number two, it's divisive. Nobody is going to act, William, talking about the in proper stuff that happens. Nobody's going to act like that to Angel Reese to her face.
Yeah.
And if they do, they're slapped in cuffs and they're taken away. You want to be a pervert in front of Angel? You want to put a death threat on Angel? You want to do those things? Don't allow those people to have access. And sometimes it's hard to get away from, but then you have to be able to separate it and say, that is not reality.
Yep.
It's not reality. I wish I could tell Angel and Caitlin to their face. This isn't about what color you are. It's not about where you grew up. It's not about, you know, what Instagram post you put out or what outfit you wore to the game, like we glorify with these men, the NBA players. It's not about that. What it was about for me last night was watching you guys, ultimate competitors, not back down. And then at the end of it, you embraced.
Yeah.
I thought that Angel Reese handled it well. I thought Kim Mulkey handled it extremely well. That's a brutal loss on a big stage. And to be able to, you know, give him the side hug and say something that Kim Mulkey said that she told Caitlin, I'm glad you're gone. But she said that in a way that's endearing.
Yeah.
And I felt like the whole thing was great. And to watch somebody that's heartbroken after that. Now, be heartbroken for the loss, but the loss is not what she vocalized. What she vocalized is what she's going through right now.
Yeah.
And that was hard for me.
Nominate the youth sports volunteer that you know for the Hercules Hero of the Week. Submit your nominations at kslsports.com/contest and listen every Thursday afternoon to JJ and Alex for the winner. It's all brought to you by Hercules Credit Union. This is 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
This is Jake Scott and Ben Anderson.
Can we just wait on the transfer portal till the end of the college basketball season?
No, that's the boot.
Can we start
Absolutely not.
On April 15th, once the season is over?
How are these players expected to go on? If they're forced for an extra minute.
Can we have some logic of not opening the transfer portal in the middle of the season?
Absolutely not.
In the middle of the most important stretch of basketball?
Not a chance.
Please.
Ben, why do you hate players? This is what people have been saying to me for years. Why do you hate players? He's an American who can go wherever he wants.
Absolutely, you can. When the transfer portal opens, guess what the NCAA controls? The transfer portal and the dates.
Stop
hating. So just control it. This is another area where the NCAA tournament has had opportunities to put on some red tape, some guidelines to make this thing make a little bit of sense.
This is America. No one can control me. You could control. Look at that. Look at the language you use.
Here, Jake Scott and Ben Anderson every day from 10 to noon on 97.5 The KSL Sports Zone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile. And the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time. There's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
The murder of two men forces their families to wrestle with impossible questions. Who is forgiveness for? Does everyone deserve a second chance? Follow season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Number one. Miss any part of the show? Every moment of every show is available in podcast form by searching Hans and Scotty on your favorite podcasting platform or online at kslsports.com. This is Hans Olsen and Scotty G on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Hans Olsen, Scott Girard, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Hey, it is a Jazz Ticket Tuesday. Call number 12 right now, 801-575-ZONE. You get a pair of tickets to see the Jazz take on the Denver Nuggets at the Delta Center coming up on April 9th. All right, joining us now as we're live here in Logan, Wesley Brooks, the new women's basketball coach here at Utah State. You want Wes or Wesley? What do you prefer?
I go by Wes, so everybody calls me Wes, and so Yep, everybody goes by. Everybody calls me Wes. So
nice.
Call me Wes. That's all good.
Well, congratulations on the gig.
Thank you.
How does it feel to be like, all right, this is my team. I get to put my fingerprints on a team as my own. It's got to be a weird, scary, fun, exciting moment for you.
Nothing scary about it. I'm excited about it. Ever since I started, I've always wanted to do this. So this has been a dream come true. I've worked 17 years to get to this point, and so I think I prepared all my life for it. So now it's time to go do all that stuff you prepared for to go do it.
Well, we were just talking about some of the mentors that you've had and some of the contacts that you have.
Yeah.
You've worked around some of the best of the best. I want people to know right out of the gates, coming from Ohio State, but working through Utah and many other programs. Just talk about some of those mentors and talk about how you've built your resume.
Well, you know, as a young coach, I did not play college basketball. So you overcompensate, you know. So you know you got to work a little bit harder. You got to grind a little bit harder. And so kind of I actually started off as a student manager at West Virginia University. And as a student manager at West Virginia University, I worked for John Beilein. Kind of the inside story with that, though, was I went to high school with John Beilein's son, Patrick, when he coached at the University of Richmond, and we grew up in Richmond, Virginia together. So John Beilein's known me since I was like 16 years old and saw me play high school football, saw me do all that stuff. And so he got the job at West Virginia. I was a junior, and we had had an awful season, and I was a student manager. And so he said, hey, you know, be my head manager. I would start learning the game from him, would go in the office, would study film, would help the players do extra workouts as a manager. Then I got my opportunity. So he's always been there for me. We talked yesterday for like 10 minutes on the plane as I was coming out here. And he said, Wes, just call me next week. I'm going to guide you through this thing and give you some ideas, which somebody who's been to two Final Fours on the men's side and has coached in the NBA and was a general manager for the Pistons.
It's not a bad contact to have.
Yeah, it's a great contact and great reference to have. So he's been very influential in my life. And then as I worked up, after that I went to Robert Morris University and then went to Texas Southern and North Texas and then landed in the great state of Utah. And Lynn, I texted with Lynn last night, and she's awesome. And she said, any way I can support you, let me know. But, you know, she gave me my start at the, as they say now, the Power 5, but now it's P4 level. But she's awesome. She's done a tremendous job with the University of Utah. She's an awesome coach. She's a boss, as I like to say. She's an amazing woman. And she's going to continue to do great things. And so I've learned a lot from her. Then got a chance to work for Kim Barnes of Rico at Michigan, who's this grittier than any coach I've ever worked for. She's special. And then Michigan has had great success. And when I was at Michigan, we took them to their first ever Sweet 16. And then the last 3 years have just kind of been unprecedented success at Ohio State. It was kind of disappointing that we lost to Duke when we had been number two in the country all year long. We had our hopes in playing in Cleveland, especially as Ohio State, as the state school. But two Big Ten championships, two big time finishes, and numerous pros. We've just very excited about the success we had. And, you know, I was asked in the press conference today, well, you know, Coach Calhoun said, national championship. Well, all right, Buzz, we just want to get better one day at a time. And honestly, you know, we're going to do, I told Diana this, and I tell everybody this, we're going to set a standard. And the standards that we set are going to determine our identity. And based off that standards that create our identity, we'll hold our kids accountable. And that's how we'll build our program. So, you know, we have a drill. We'll do 53s in 5 minutes. They may not be able to get 50 in 5 minutes, but if they get 36 today and get 37 tomorrow and get 38 in 15 days, they might get to 50. And we've gotten better one day at a time. So that's my biggest thing is we just need to get better one day at a time. And if we're doing everything the right way and doing it, we're going to get the results we like because that's what happens.
Is that the style you'd like to play? Analytic driven, you know, threes and live at the rim?
We will be analytic driven, but we will be fast paced. I've studied it. It works. But we want to get more shots than the other team attempts. We want to get up and down the floor. We're going to, you know, I told the girls, we're going to play a lot of people initially. And then as the game goes on, we'll tell back, you know, just to the nature of the game. But yes, we're going to play fast and we're very analytic driven because the numbers do work. Now, I still believe in mid-range because my motto is the more twos we make, the more threes we can take. So the more twos we make, the more threes we can take. So I'm not – some people are three or key. I do believe in the mid-range jump shot. So
you do.
Yeah,
it still exists in your world.
In my world, it does. You know what I mean? I don't know. That's probably the old school in me, but a lot of people would disagree, but I do like the twos.
You've been around the game now for a lot of years, and you've helped in many different areas. What are your thoughts about the explosion in interest and in success of the women's game?
It's
over
excellent.
The
it's excellent. And the reason it's excellent is because the skill level. It's a high skill level. You see the Caitlin Clarks, which I battled against her. And
yeah, what's it like coaching against her?
Oh, she's amazing, man. You don't like what she does when you're playing her, but like when you're not watching, you respect the heck out of her. You know, we played her. We beat her twice when I was at Ohio State, and this year we lost to her once and beat her the first time. So I think, you know, as I told you before, I always like to relate things to football. So to me, she's Patrick Mahomes.
Oh, okay.
You know, and people don't fail to realize with her is everybody looks at the long range shot and they get caught up with the long range shot. And the first time we played them, she had 45 points, but we beat them. The second time we played them, she had 24, but she had 14 assists. So what that tells you is when she's passing the ball effectively, they're almost unbeatable to beat because of the way they shoot the three. So her passes and, like, watch when they play UConn this weekend, watch for her to push that ball down the court. And if she's pushing that thing down the
her
court.
Her transition passes are
yes,
Patrick Mahomes like.
Right, and that's my point. Passing. That's my point, you know. Scott, that's my point. Like, if she's doing that, it's very hard to beat. It puts so much pressure on you defensively to get back in transition. And if you can't get back, it's going to kill you.
I've seen a lot of different criticisms of the coaching and the decisions, but, you know, you watch Steph and you watch the trap and you watch the double and mm-hmm. you watch everything they can possibly do to put mm-hmm. the pressure on him, get the ball out of his hand. What am I not seeing enough of that? Are they actually doing that? Why isn't there more double and press?
So I'll tell you this. We pressed her. So the first time we pressed her, we wore her down. But then what they do a good job is they'll switch how their press break offense. So – like
they're what?
They'll switch their press break offense.
Oh, okay.
So what they'll do is, like, with her, the second time we played them, she'll inbound it, get it back, and then now you're playing her going downhill full speed. So it's like Derrick Henry coming at you full speed. Are you going to tackle Derrick Henry going full speed? No. Are you going to tackle Karl Malone? Are you going to take a charge on Karl Malone? No. So, you know what I mean? So with her playing down full speed, okay, well, if I try and get up on her, she's going to draw foul stuff. So
yeah.
They do different things. And then the other thing kind of with trapping ball screens, and she's the best pick and roll. She's the best female ball screen passer I've ever seen. She can read the defense. She knows where she's going, and she can make, as they say, make all the throws. She can make all the throws.
Every one of them. Her lead bounce pass, when it was somebody's breaking off the baseline,
well,
to be able to lead past a defender.
Right.
And put it off the fingertips.
Yes.
It's like some of her teammates aren't even quite as advanced.
No, and she gets frustrated because they can't do it. But when she gets to the WNBA, it's going to be amazing. And especially if she's with Aaliyah Boston. So Caitlin's a game changer.
So from your standpoint, when you go out and recruit.
Yes.
And you're seeing the, you talk like this. Like, I've been up against Caitlin Clark. I've been up against the best. We've beaten her. We've done mm-hmm. this. Is that stuff that you could, those stories that you can share on the recruiting trail?
Well, absolutely. It's a couple things that you share. You share your experience, and you share how you're going to develop them, and you share the opportunities that you can get them because of your experiences and because of your connections that you have. I think that's one thing. I mean, Utah State is an amazing facility. This facility is insane.
Isn't it incredible?
It's unbelievable. I mean, you're talking about gold mines. So, I mean, this facility is unbelievable. I mean, there's some P5, P4 schools that would love to have a facility like this. So, I mean, I think that the facility sells itself. The dedication and the commitment that the leadership and administration have to women's basketball is going to be good. And obviously, I'm going to sell, you know, my experience and what we can do and how we can develop you, not only as a person, as a player, but as a person. And I think on the women's side, I always say it's 4 for 40, connecting people with a growing region like Utah, but Salt Lake City, Logan. This area is just growing. People are coming from California to Utah. People are coming from out of the state to Utah. With the networking connections you can make, people can live here for the rest of their lives and get great jobs. I mean, so on the women's side, obviously we want basketball, we want pros, but also develop them as people in life.
How much do you analyze a roster when you go into the interview process? I mean, did you spend a lot of time going over each individual player and their strength and all that?
It's funny you say that. One of the people I'm going to hire, I had them do a roster analysis of this team. So obviously there's weaknesses and things that we have to, you know, improve to get to where we want to go. So you do analyze the roster. You do say, oh, okay, we have to do this. We need to do that, you know, so X, Y, Z. But, yes, it's important. If you're going to – you got to know what you're getting and you're getting yourself into.
So I asked this of Coach Calhoun earlier. I know that head coaching is one thing, but getting the assistants, the voices, the people around you mm-hmm. is one of the most important aspects of what you can do as a coach. Where do you start on something like that? Hiring your staff.
Well, you know people. I've been in this business 17 years, so you know about people. You know people. You know what they're. You look at their resume. Look at their track record. But then also for me as a leader, I want to empower the people. You know, one young lady. I can't really speak on staff right now, but I know some people I want. Would love to bring in a couple of some of my former players. And so with them, a young person who wants to grow, I love to empower them and help them get to where they want to go. Other veterans.
That's happened for you.
Yes. Also, other veteran coaches who have experience that can help you and say, okay, this is the mistake I made. Don't make this mistake. You know, so that's how you kind of put it. So you want a variety. You want people who are hungry, who are driven, people who think like you. I consider myself an out-of-the-box thinker, so I have to try and find people who are going to be willing to think out of the box and not stick to traditional thought methods. I am a big 49er fan, Bill, one of my favorite Bill Walsh quotes is, if everybody's thinking the same, nobody's thinking at all. So that's one of my favorite quotes, and so I believe that. So you want people who can bring different ideas to the table and challenge you respectfully, you know.
Well, Coach, we appreciate it. Congratulations on the
Thank
gig.
You.
Look forward to get to know you. Your play-by-play guy here is a good dude as well.
Yep.
He's going to get you squared away, but this is going to be a lot of fun. Thanks so much.
Thank you for your time, guys.
Hey, thank you
Great
for
show.
Your time.
Yeah.
We're always available.
Yeah.
Anytime, 12 to 3, man.
I'm a big – you know, I got my degree from West Virginia in broadcast journalism, and I always said, you know, at some point, if I ever get fired, I'll go into journalism
or
sports radio. I listen to this stuff all the day. I'm a big fan of it. So.
Well, you can break down football with us all day long.
Oh,
man.
Yeah, let's do it. I'd love to come back and talk.
Let's go.
There's some good programs in this state, too.
Yeah,
so,
yeah absolutely.
So, absolutely.
Really good.
Yeah.
Wes Brooks, he's the new women's basketball coach here at Utah State. We'll wrap things up next, 97.5, the EKSL Sports Zone.
This is DJ and PK.
Time to welcome Big T Thurl Bailey back to the show.
Taylor Hendricks has really had an interesting position, right? You're talking the ninth pick in the draft, and with that comes a lot.
There's a long way to go to match the player I'm about to say, but ask for a best-case scenario to comp for him, given his size, his athletic ability. Scottie Pippen.
I don't think there's really a great comparison between those two right now. There's some similarities, some things that Taylor Hendricks can get to be that type of player. I actually think that he can be a better defender than Scottie. I think he can. I think he has a potential to be a better defender than Scottie Pippen was. It remains to be seen, but I see the potential in it. I would reserve the comparisons with Scottie Pippen right now. Give him a couple of years.
Catch DJ and PK mornings from 6 to 10. Presented by Murdoch Hyundai, Utah's number one Hyundai dealer for 16 years in a row on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Save big money on your outdoor project now at Menards. We have everything you need to keep your outdoor power equipment running smooth, so you can keep that lawn in tip-top shape or enjoy some time on your boat. Right now, all FVP, lawn and garden, and marine batteries are on sale through May 5th. Check out our entire selection of FVP batteries today and view our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals.
Save big money at Menards.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind, until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hans Olsen and Scotty G.
That's right. Yeah.
On 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Standing here beside you, want so much to give you this love in my heart that I'm feeling for you.
Let them see we're crazy. I don't care about that. Put your hand in my hand, baby. Don't ever look back. Let the world around us just fall apart. Maybe we can make it if we're heart to heart. And we can build this thing together. Standing strong.
Hans and Scotty, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, wrapping up another edition of the show. And make sure to join Hans and I. We'll be live at Rogers Performance Marine, celebrating their grand opening and splash into a big spring event. 1009 Recreation Way in North Salt Lake will be there on Friday from noon to 3. Well, fun show today. Again, a lot of coverage up here at Utah State. Diana Sabo, Blake Anderson, Jared Calhoun. All kinds of good stuff going on up here. This has been a fun show today.
Well, man, it's really good. It's fun to get to know these new coaches.
Yeah.
But it's also fun, you know, you sit down with Blake Anderson that's been around now for a few years, and you're like, oh, yeah, I remember 3-4 years ago, and I remember. I guess, you know, both of them different dynamics, but I feel like both these guys that we talked to today, the men and women's head coaches, man, I feel like they're great individuals.
Yeah.
Great hires. Guys that have a plan, that understand what they're stepping into. Outstanding people. Charismatic. Non-egotistical. You and I have had many, many, many interviews where we walk away and we look at each other like...
Uh-oh.
All right. All right, guy.
That could be a problem.
Good luck to you, guy.
Yeah.
And, you know, these two men, very high quality.
Yeah. Good stuff. Big thanks to our guy, Ajay, by the way, hanging out with us.
Ajay,
we give you grief, Ajay, but we love you, man. Hope you know that.
Have you had fun doing the women's play-by-play? Yeah. You like it? He kills it.
He does. He
does a great job with Utah State play-by-play, and he'll get to know Coach West pretty well, and... You get to know Coach Calhoun. Seems like you guys will have some good times.
I will say I've been extremely lucky. And, again, we joke that this will be my fifth head coach in 8 years doing this at Utah State in basketball. But every coach has been awesome to work with. They've all been very different, approach the game very differently, approach how they coach very differently. But in terms of individuals, like every year I'm like, I'm going to get a, like every time there's a change, I'm like, I'm going to get a jerk sooner or later. But it is yet to happen, and it doesn't appear to have happened here either.
No, these are good people. And the other thing that was fun was watching Diana Sabo put her name on an official hire.
Yeah.
Yep. You know, this is a big day for her, announcing her first two big hires for Utah State after her own hire.
Yeah. So,
good luck to her, man. It, you know, all this is going to reflect directly on her. These are her decisions, and she's got to stand by those things.
By the way, a little NFL news in terms of a former Ute. After yesterday, I got to double-check the Twitter account. Yep. I don't think anybody's going to send out a fake Twitter tweet on this, but the Colts have re-signed Julian Blackman on a one-year deal. So Julian Blackman going back to the Colts on a one-year contract.
Good for him.
Yep. Go get that money. All right.
Man, he was so good at Utah.
Yep. Hans and Scotty, that wraps it up for us. JJ and Alex coming up next right here on 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
Two young fathers are shot to death outside an iconic Utah restaurant.
I said, your dad has been hurt really bad.
The grief was disorienting for those left behind until one choice changed everything.
I just remember writing this letter, and it wasn't me writing it.
Can a personal decision shape generations?
We're all falling for this guy's trick.
I'm Amy Donaldson. Season 2 of The Letter, Ripple Effect, is available now. Follow us at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.